Hey, kids, this show's for sophisticated people.
You know, morons.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Tom Petty, and boy, it sucks to say that.
This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I'm Mike Gold, and regular listeners know that we play an awful lot of Tom Petty here. That's because just about no one dislikes Tom Petty. I've found a lot of obscure stuff and live stuff of Tom's that we tend to focus on here at Weird Sounds, such as the track with which we opened tonight's show. That was a cover of Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, of course. Tom and Bob were thick as thieves, not just in traveling wheelbarrows, but in live concert and recording. Live from 1993, we'll be closing the show with another track from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, a much longer track. We'll get there when we get there. If you're wondering what happened to last week's show, so was I. Just before we were ready to record, we had a major software malfunction, which resulted in my inventing a lot of brand new curse words. I'll tell you, it was frustrating. Tonight's show, we have for you ass-kicking, kick-ass rockin' blues. We've got something of a kind of a weird thing. At least that's what I call it. Our friend Rocket J has a new EP out, and she was wonderful enough to give me a copy. We're going to play three of the tracks, one in each of our first three sets. I don't think I've ever done that before. We couldn't put one in the fourth set. You'll find out when we get to that fourth set. But our first set starts anon with a tune all about that city in the sky right here on Armenia's most explosive pop culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com. Monday.
The sea is brown, and everyone it pours outside, it never fails. So the makeup runs down my pretty face. I'm a muddy mess, a Mac disgrace. But when I leave this room tonight, I'm gonna look and feel alright. Cause my mama says the world's an oyster and I'm the pearl. I'm a genuine American girl. Girl.
true.
Bob is not a gun.
We'll break it. We'll be back with you. Tonight on Contemplania, this song's called Drowned.
Sure to be. Some people die by the razor. Some people die by the knife. In the movies, they die by the laser. Some people die by the wire. Some people die by the shotgun. Some people get lost in the maze. Some people think it's a whole lot of fun. Getting high, getting lost in the haze. I just wanna drown. I just wanna drown. In your love, I wanna drown. In your love. Street, and I'm gonna go down, down on the corner, and I'm gonna try again.
Yeah, we opened with the Armenia City in the Sky. From there, we went to Detroit City to hear from Alice Cooper. He's the genuine American girl. So is Susie Quattro, also from Detroit City. She don't do gentle. One of my favorite tracks of hers. From Susie, we went to Rocket, Rocket J, from her brand new four-track EP. Yeah, that was Girls Just Want to Have Fun. She don't do gentle either. Then we rather clumsily went to The Man Who Counts to Four and the E Street Band, Murder Incorporated. And we closed the set once again with the Ooh, Drowned. Speaking about Rocket Baby, we've got Rocket Baby from Rocket Baby. You think I'm trying to sell some records for my friend? You bet your sweet ass.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Baby, gonna launch into outer space.
Rocket, rocket.
The janitor's job, a Cadillac, big and red. Peter drives his big red car back and forth to work each day, cleaning sinks and scrubbing floors. He knows what it's all for. The people think he's a rich. Well,
just don't seem to understand, it's a bitch, yeah.
The janitor's driving his Cadillac, shiny and new, back and forth to school each day, just knows what he's gotta do. He ain't there to do no set of time to learn how to read or write. Tote that punch with that bitch.
Well, he's just got to make those car payments now.
Yeah. Shining through all of you. miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for necktie. Pray in the house along the roadside, made it around the same high. Got a brand new gym, and I'm a bit on top, and that's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with my hoodie and tell me who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love, honey? Harvey took the man by my hand, said, Lonesome George, you don't understand. Who do you love? Who do you love, baby? I won't allow the town to use a rattlesnake whip. Take it, baby, don't you give me no lip. Snakes can choose the baby, put them on your feet. The good times in Nottingham just can't be beat. Who do you love, Mercy? Do you on mine. I'm just 22 with a dope bad nine. Rattlesnake shoes and maybe put them on your feet, yeah. Now rock and roll music with the boat in the beat. Who do you love, Mercy? Who do you love?
Who do you love? Who do you love? George doing what George Thorogood and the Destroyers do best. Picking up that Bo Diddley beat with Who Do You Love? Cream before that with Sunshine of Your Love. Etta James before that with Ray Charles, What'd I Say? Which, by the way, when Ray first released it in the mid to late 50s, it was banned from an awful lot of radio stations. Awful lot. They thought that song was dirty. Eh, maybe it was. Papa John Creech and Grace Slick before that with The Janitor Drives a Cadillac. And before that, Low Society. They've been sanctified, and we open the set with Rocket J's Rocket Baby. Speaking about Bob Dylan and Tom Petty, them and a bunch of their friends called the Traveling Wilburys, they're gonna take your breath away and leave you wanting more.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
So turn them on again. is one of my favorite songs. And this was written many years ago for a little girl in Southwest Los Angeles. And her name was Jessie, because she smiled so pretty, we called her Jessie Pearl. Jessie Pearl.
Jessie Pearl.
I got a girl and her name is Jessie Pearl.
Jessie Pearl.
Her name is Jessie Pearl. She's my girl, girl. Well, I love my baby, gonna tell everybody I do.
I do, I do, I do.
Love my baby, gonna tell everybody I do.
I do, I do, I do.
And if that ain't enough, I'm gonna get my gun and shoot.
Jessie Pearl,
Jessie, 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 Jessie Pearl. I said, oh, come on, baby. Oh, yeah.
Jessie Pearl.
Oh, well, her name is Jessie Pearl. She's my girl.
She's my girl.
Play your guitar, son. Her name is Jessie Pearl. She's my girl.
She's my girl.
Her name is
Jerry, the sickly sweet colors of the snakes I'm seeing, lime green and tangerine, the sickly sweet colors of the devil in my dream.
Yeah. hearts.
He must be high on something, someone said. Oh, it never made the New York Times. In the daily news, a caption read, save the life of my child.
So many places in my life and time, sung a lot of songs, I made some bad rhymes, acting out my life on stages, 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. Treated you unkindly, can't you see? No one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? When we're alone and I'm singing this song for you. Taught me precious secret, truth withholding nothing. You came out in front, I was hiding. Now I'm so much better. If these words don't come together, listen to the melody, my love is in their hiding. Place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, I was singing this song for you. We were alone. singing a song for you.
Mr. Leon Russell, from his latest and sadly last new album. That was A Song for You, probably his most covered tune. Maybe not. But that was a new version, a last version, alas. Simon and Garfunkel before that with Save the Life of My Child. I love the production on that record. I sure do. Was that Roy Halley? Probably. Prior to that, The Cure went acoustic for Wrong Number. And before that, Dick Dale singing about Jesse Pearl. Our third and final track for the evening from Rocket J, I Don't Mind Being Free. And since we've gone to all the trouble of playing you 3/4 of her new EP, you can get yourself that new EP by going to Rocket J's website, www.rocketjandthe88s.com, no apostrophe. Open the set with the Traveling Wilburys. You took my breath away. It's been a tough week for so many reasons. And you know who didn't make it any better? Well, you're about to find out.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. You really are a heel. You're as racist as a Klansman dipped in dumb, misguided zeal, Mr. Trump. You're a rotten orange with alarmingly fascist ideas. You're a monster, Mr. Trump. You say Muslims are uncontrolled. Claim they cheered on 9/11. Now you want to ban them all, Donald Trump. I wouldn't touch you despite your 39.5% lead in the polls. You hate Mexicans, Mr. Trump. Say Latinos steal and rape. You want to build a wall and make Hispanics pay it all, Mr. Trump. Given the choice between you and Ben Carson, I'd choose... Do I have to pick? They're both awful. I don't want to support either, even as a joke. In fact, this song is just going to draw more attention to Trump. Big picture, people, are we doing more harm than... A nightmare, Mr. Trump. You're a callous sexist stooge, mocking disabled reporters, calling women ugly too, Donald Trump. The three words that best describe your lack of political experience are as follows, and I quote,
huge, huge, huge.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. This campaign you have derailed. You're an electoral fungus topped with cotton candy hair, Mr. Trump.
Your candidacy is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. And you probably disapprove of this song because it's about Christmas, but it's not religious enough, even though you don't really care. Jesus fucking Christ!
A seasick crocodile.
I'm Ted Wiggins, and I speak for China. And the fact is, things aren't perfect here in China. And they're only gonna get worse unless we do something about it. Unless we change our ways. And we can start by planting this.
Okay. Come on now, everything's fine, right?
I say we tell this kid what we think about that scene! People! Come on! You! Get out there right now and get these people on my side, or else you're fired! Go on! Tell them what you think!
You don't know me, but my name's Cy. I'm just the O'Hare delivery guy. But it seems like
China
might be worth a try. So I say,
we need to build a wall.
My name is Dan.
And my name's Rose.
Our son Wesley kinda glows. And that's not good, so we suppose we should
build a wall. Build a wall. Build a wall.
You can't reap what you don't sow. Plant a seed inside the earth. Just one way to know its worth. Let's celebrate the world's rebirth. We say
build a wall.
My name's Mary, and I am three. I would really like to see a tree. La 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 la.
Build a wall.
I'm Grammy Norma, I'm old and I've got gray hair. But I remember when China were everywhere and no one had to pay for air. So I say,
build a wall.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
Like it did so long ago. It's just one tiny seed. But it's all we really need. It's time to change the life we lead. Time to
build that wall.
Of you. I live here in Thneedville too. The things you say just might be true. It could be time to start anew and maybe change my point of view.
Build a wall.
Nah, I say let it die. Let it die, let it die. Let it shrivel up and... Come on, who's with me, huh?
Nobody.
You greedy dirtbag!
Build that wall! 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 Build that wall!
We need to build a wall.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr.
Good
Trump, morning. With the exception of your family, have you ever been told no?
Oh, many times. I've been told no.
I love Donald Trump.
It has not been easy for me. And, you know, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me
a small loan of $1 million.
My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. I came into Manhattan.
Wait, a small loan of $1 million?
By the way, let's just put this in perspective. You said it hasn't been easy for you, but my dad gave me $1 million loan.
No, he didn't. But $1 million isn't very much compared to what
I've built. It hasn't been easy for me, but I'm filthy rich.
We have very stupid people in our country negotiating for us. And we have leaders that don't know what they're doing.
Like yourself?
He's talking about himself. Thank you for understanding me, Trump.
$505 billion. We're going to lose that. $505 billion. And by the way, I don't like this mic. No, this mic is terrible. This stupid mic keeps popping.
What? Why are you talking about a microphone?
He's like a five-year-old. He throws tantrums about, like, stupid things.
I disagree with him on that. That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. This guy will say anything.
You will, too.
Nasty guy. Now I know why he doesn't have one endorsement from any of his colleagues.
All right,
so undiplomatic.
When you point to his own record, he screams, liar, liar, liar. If you want to go...
Where did I support it? Where did I support it? Hey, Ted, where did I support it?
It's kind of like me and my
website, hey, TedCruz.org.
Where did I support it, Ted?
Out of Donald's own mouth.
Let Donald Trump talk for once. Yeesh.
They're both like the Werehoff guys of Beverly Hills.
That there are for immigrants on the whole create...
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
Whoa. This guy is mean.
If he talked to me that way, I would literally slap him. I don't care who he is.
Somebody should run against John McCain. I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers.
Oh my God. So you shouldn't like yourself then.
He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Oh my God. That's so mean.
Because he was captured.
You don't really joke about that kind of stuff. It's really serious.
One of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Only it's Rosie several... O'Donnell.
That is so rude. He speaks his mind, but his mind isn't right.
Classic trope.
Our politicians are all talk, no action. Our country has tremendous potential. Let's make America great again.
Still is great. And you're just gonna make it worse.
He's just crazy.
I don't want him for president. If he becomes president, I'm moving to Canada.
Question time!
So do you have any idea who that guy is?
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
The worst person in the whole entire world.
Everybody knows him.
He's on the news, he's on Vine, he's on social media, he's on everything.
A lot of people have comb-overs, but that comb-over. Like, you have to know.
So from watching these clips, what do you think of this guy?
He's funny, he's a nice guy, but the other people that are rude to him, they don't let him talk.
I think he's a horrible person, no offense.
A lot of people like him only because he says things that other people don't have the courage to say. But sometimes you just gotta keep some certain things in. He just says mean things about other people when he's trying to win president by those people. He's like, you're awful. Vote for me.
So this is Donald Trump, and he is a businessman known for real estate, and he was a TV celebrity. He hosted his own reality show called The Apprentice, but he is now running for president of the United States.
Of course. Can he not win, please?
Not only is he running for president, but he's winning in a lot of the states already for the Republican Party. Well, some people say he's not the usual type of person that runs for president. From what we showed you, what about him isn't presidential?
No, he seems more of like a comedian.
He's just really racist. If you want to be a president, you shouldn't be racist. One of the women said like he didn't have that politician filter and he just says whatever he feels like saying.
If he's gonna be rude to ladies, he shouldn't be a president.
Why do you think people like him?
Probably because they think he's smart. They're probably just like, oh, I think he would be a good president because he's funny.
Everybody is saying a bunch of stuff about him, and that's just making him more popular.
The people on the news were saying that, you know, he was like feeding into people's fears.
My parents like him because they say he speaks his mind, but I hate him.
Well, some people are saying that they like that he speaks his mind, that so many people that run for president always just say what everyone wants them to say. Other people think that if you're running for president, you can't say the types of things that he is saying. What do you think?
I think it is not right to do.
I think it isn't that nice as a president, because presidents are supposed to be nice.
I get you're speaking your mind, but say it in a way that won't hurt people.
You have to appear confident, but also I like it when people are humble at the same time.
He speaks his mind and doesn't really care what people think, but sometimes the thing that's not presidential is what's on his mind.
Burn!
Trump has said that if he's elected president, he's going to do things like create jobs and protect our country. But he's also proposed doing things like placing a ban on people from the Muslim religion from entering the United States until we can figure out the terrorist problem, and building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico to keep out illegal immigrants. What do you think about these things he wants to do as president?
That's stupid. My friend has a brother that lives in Mexico, so if he puts a wall, they won't be able to come over here. It is a free country! And then you're just taking that away.
There are Muslims in the world who, you know, hate what's happening and wish that they could stop it. So to just, like, ban all of them would be a little extreme.
Mexicans coming into the U.S. without having to do anything
when my parents coming from Italy and having to do all this stuff when they don't have to. I mean, that's stupid.
Some of his ideas are not the worst, but most of them are. He should not be president.
Seeing that you are not old enough to vote yet, do you care who the next president is going to be?
Well, as long as it's not Donald, I'm fine.
It does not affect my life whatsoever, and I only care about sports.
I don't really care because I trust, well, I somewhat trust the adults.
It matters a lot because the president can remove laws, he can make new laws.
I really care about who's going to be president because this is where I live. I don't want someone controlling me who I don't like.
Who rules our country is going to affect us because we're pretty much the next generation and we're going to have the country next.
So going back to Donald Trump, there are people that think that he shouldn't be running for president because they think he isn't qualified. He had his own board game once, and he also has been like on WWE.
He wrestled?
But his supporters think that that's the type of person the country needs, that they need someone that is more like everyone else and not just like the normal person who usually runs for president. Do you think that's a good thing or are you not sure?
I don't know. I mean, everyone had a job before coming president.
I like people with a different background, but I also want someone who's more into politics.
You need experience to become president. If you have no experience, something's gonna go wrong.
Well, difference is good. It's just maybe a different type of different.
Last question. Do you think Donald Trump is gonna become the president?
No.
No. I don't think he'll win.
Fingers crossed he's not.
No.
No.
Or at least I'm hoping.
I pray to God. No.
Donald Trump will not be our next president.
Yes, but I don't think he should.
Everyone in my house is guaranteeing it, so I have to.
Might. But there's no telling. I mean, anything could happen.
Thanks for watching this episode of Kids React.
If you don't subscribe, you're fired.
Goodbye. I'm gonna go play with my small loan of $1 million.
This is more proof of the end of the world. Climate change officially rejected, and hide your pussy if you are a girl. No love has he for anyone disabled, for blacks, Jews, gays, Muslims, and Mexicans. Don't fall on your knees, 'cause that is where he wants you. That's true. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck.
Did you see our idiot in chief down there in Puerto Rico, where they haven't had food or electricity or a roof over their heads for 9 to 2 weeks now? Did you see Mr. Trump bringing aid and comfort to the Americans, the 3.5 million Americans who live there, by tossing out rolls of paper towels to them? Just tossing them out there, laughing his ass off. What are they supposed to do? Can they eat them? No. They might try. Not going to help. Can they use the paper towels to mop up all of the water from the hurricane? No. no, they can't do that either. I am so embarrassed to be an American citizen, and after two-thirds of a century of walking this earth, I have never come close to feeling that way before. I know our mind was taken off of it by that lunatic asshole in Las Vegas. Did you see what the NRA did? Gotta hand it to them. It's pretty smart. They came out last Thursday in favor of regulating bump stocks, the things that turn semi-automatic guns into machine guns. Why is that smart? Because the NRA has been saying for 10 years now that any attempt at regulating firearms is a violation of the Second Amendment because it starts off a slippery slope. And once you cave in to anything, it's just gonna get worse. They're gonna take away their guns. So if anybody in a position of authority dares to suggest that perhaps we should take a closer look at the registration procedures at these gun shows, or we try to deny people with serious mental health issues gun permits, they're going to go off and say, see, told you so. We gave in on the bump stocks and now they're going to take away our guns. Smart moves from them merchants of death at the NRA. Smart move. Your opinion may vary and you're entitled to it, but you're wrong. And that's tonight's big babble. Tweet me at Creepy Mike Gold. This is Creepy Mike Gold at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind at GetThePointRadio.com. We shall return next week, software willing. We're going to leave you with, about an 11.5-minute track from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This was done about 20 years ago in his native northern Florida. Tom, thank you for all the great music that will live on forever.
to me, girl. Whatever it takes. Excuse me if I have some place in my mind where I go time to time.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
I'll stay a week or two, I'll stay the summer through, but I am telling you, I must be away.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the point.